This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Greg Dawson, off of Radio 1 Newsbeat, has a real-life stress dream in the 1:30 news. Also, a Welsh lady who is feeling sexy makes my day. Chris is currently winning bangers. I need a win today. And after their stunning live lounge, Royal Blood, they do everything together, right? But will they do what we want them to do together on our recurring game, The Golden Shot? Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. Hello, Jack, harvesting pumpkins in Norfolk. He says, have I missed bangers? Because Avril Lavigne definitely qualifies. Also, Paul's been on, saying, do you remember when you locked the door of the studio and played the entire Avril Lavigne album in full? I did. He says that's the best bit of the last 50 years of Radio 1. What, out of everything, Paul?
One BBC.
Really?
Radio 1.
Somebody who's in that track, but great. Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy. S-K-8-E-R, boy, B-O-I, obvs.
Back to the album thing, that was really good fun, that. Because didn't you also do it with a Britney Spears album? And I seem to remember being involved in a time where you did the whole Busted album.
Yeah, that happened.
Uninterrupted.
Yeah.
As it was intended.
As it was intended. It was a stage where, like, Zane Lowe used to do it in the evening with, like, classic albums. Mm. So, from my life, I did...
Yeah, big
classic
albums for you, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like the Avril album, like
Absolutely.
The first Britney album, Timeless Classics.
Scott Mills.
That is CNCO and Little Mix on BBC Radio 1.
I do like the way Jessie says it at the end. She really goes for it on the reggaeton. Like, her pronunciation of it is amazing.
I mean, it's absolutely superb.
It's a bit like... we've not really talked about this, I don't think, on the show yet.
But I know exactly what you're going to say.
For quite a while, you've been saying that this song is by Little Mix and a group called Thinkle. And I was like, oh, get you trying to put a bit of pronunciation on it.
Right. It's because someone here is having a joke at my expense. So... Cinco is Spanish for five, and I think there is five of them in the group, but it's spelt CNCO. So I started saying CNCO, and then I can't say the name, but someone here went, mate, you're saying it wrong. It's definitely Cinco. Now he was, but that's not true. They're called CNCO.
But he told
but
you
I was
that.
Trying to be all fancy pants for ages, going, oh, Cinco.
Yeah,
there
I think
with
you were,
Mix.
You were thinking, oh, this sounds really strong to Spanish listeners everywhere,
yeah,
right? Because it's Cinco.
I actually sounded like an idiot.
Was that
I told wrong information there?
Not what it's. And you were doing this for ages, and every time you did it, I cringed a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
But you weren't even getting the name of the band right.
Thanks for bringing it up, though. Chris is having a. Well, you're having a real day of adulting today, aren't you?
Mate.
And I know it's preoccupying you, babe. So why not look? Just make you feel better by saying it, like, because I know it's on your mind, it's going to preoccupy you for the rest
of
the show.
I find some things you've got to do as an adult mad,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some builders in my place at the moment.
Yeah.
And one of them's brought up that I've got an issue with woodworm.
Oh!
What's that?
It's not still on, is it?
I was like, woodworm?
You've got woodworm. Are you infested?
Like, look at the holes in this, it's rotting away.
Oh no,
the house is rotting away, right?
How'd you get rid of that?
What, you tell me. I've never even heard of woodworm until now. What's going on?
Right, but you've got it. And you've
Why
got,
is that a thing?
You've got it back.
Can I catch it?
I don't know whether you can catch it. That's a really good point. But you've definitely got it.
Mate, woodworm.
All
Unless he's making
place.
It up.
Well, a bit like Thinko.
So he could probably tell me that it's some kind of troll under the floorboards and charge me more.
There's definitely a troll under here.
It's wood troll.
It's a bit like, do you remember a couple of years ago, we did mention this on the show at the time, when I had moths.
Ho!
Ho! Like in my wardrobe, eating all of my favourite clothes, like slowly, bit by bit. I mean, they don't eat much daily, but like over a period of weeks.
I mean, and the amount of moths you have in there.
Right.
It will have an effect.
Right, and look, some of my favourite shirts were getting eaten, so I had moths, and now you've got woodworm.
Yeah, what is it?
I didn't even know it was a thing anymore.
Scott Mills.
Just tuned in, I'm Scott Mills, and Chris has got woodworm.
I do have woodworm,
really
yeah, there's actual problem.
Yeah, it's really stressing him out, it's going to cost a lot.
I'm adulting right now.
It's really, he's really taking the strain on him today. That was Jay-Z and Damian Marley, and bam, on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Waka Waka, 30 Seconds to Mars coming up. Oh, do you know what? I felt so sorry for poor Greg Dawson on Newsbeat there at 1:30.
It is horrible when this kind of thing happens.
I have absolute, and I'm not joking you, I have recurring nightmares about this where, like, you go to press a button, nothing happens. Mm. And like, I've had whole nights of dreams where I'm sat in this studio, it's so vivid, and everything I press, like,
Yeah, nothing happened. You're literally just sat there, sort of decks in hand sort of situation.
Absolutely, yeah. Nothing. There's nothing you can do. And this is what happened to Greg today.
Newsbeat carries out a major survey into the lives of 16 to 22-year-olds. Newsbeat has commissioned the BBC's biggest ever survey of the attitudes of 16 to 22-year-olds, known as Generation Z. The results suggest young people reject claims they're lazy and obsessed with social media. Here's Nick Rotherham.
2 seconds.
No Nick Rotherham.
3 seconds.
Ah! See what I mean? There's no Nick Rotherham there.
Not there at all.
Apologies, having problems bringing you that clip.
Oh, Greg!
It's a horrible situation. And here in the studio, we're listening, we're thinking, how can we help our brother there in Newsbeat?
Do we step in and pretend to be Nick Rotherham?
Yeah. Do we just do it with confidence?
I mean, this is what we envisage happening as the silence went on longer and longer.
Here's Nick Rotherham.
Yeah, and I'm Nick Rotherham here for Newsbeat. And yes, Generation Z is a thing.
Very lazy.
Back to you.
Yeah. Just felt bad for him. A bit like, I mean, this is slightly different, when Tina was doing the news, remember? And like, at least the clips played them, but they were the wrong ones.
Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for unity. There's been a heated row over claims there's a hard left plot to take over the party. Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous. Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. That's
not
Peppa Pig, or the voice of. And at Newsbeat's Facebook page, you can meet 15-year-old Harley Bird, who for the last 10 years has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, that's not her. Here's Peppa Pig, third time lucky.
Only there was somebody.
Oh, it's so bad. I mean, in an ideal world, this would have happened.
The results suggest young people reject claims they're lazy and obsessed with social media. Here's Nick Rotherham. Apologies, having problems bringing you that clip.
I mean, that's what I would like to have happened.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That is BBC Radio 1, 30 Seconds to Mars, Walk on Water. Someone's on about having recurring dreams. This is Holland in Loughborough. Has a recurring dream that she's at a lost luggage department screaming that track at the top of her voice to a crowd of people. It's weird.
Oh, no, it's even more weird. It says, screaming that song, Walk on Water, to... Oh, yeah, I thought it said...
To crows.
To crows.
Yeah, she left the D out there, babes.
Do you know those stress dreams that you were talking about, like the one that you have where...
Awful.
Just nothing works?
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of intrigued to know people's stress dreams.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone has them.
Yeah.
And they're kind of weird.
A lot of times will be to do with your work as well, whatever you do. But yeah, poor guy on the news there.
The results suggest young people reject claims they're lazy and obsessed with social media. Here's Nick Rotherham.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Apologies, having problems bringing you that clip.
That's what I would have liked to have happened. I've just found a great one from the past. One of Radio 1's 50-year highlights. Gemma Kearney. And now this is a good one.
Grimmy's up in a few minutes' time. I'll be back on Monday. Right now, though, it's time for Radio 1 Newsbeat with Declan. I don't know who it is.
Watch.
Share.
News intro is going wrong, isn't it? It's one of my favourite things, apart from when it happens to me.
One. Scott Mills.
Hi, Lynn in Belfast, who just turned 30, still has nightmares that she hasn't revised for her maths A-level paper. Oh. That was a while ago now, you know what I mean?
Horrible.
I like how all the other DJs are now coming up with their own fails as well. Clara just texted me going, once I introduced the news as the Live Lounge with Nesta McGregor. Another good one that's just come in from someone that works here. Once everyone won extra, Gemma Kearney introduced the newsreader Rick Kelsey as Rick Astley, which I would have also liked to really heard.
Scott Mills.
That's mad. We just had a visit from the first ever DJ on Radio 1, Tony Blackburn, because it's nearly 50 years.
I mean, what an honour.
I had to do the talking there. And if I sounded nervous, that was why, because he was actually in here.
Did a curtsy and everything.
I did. It was like,
you're like, oh, hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Voice went at least 5 octaves higher. So Anne-Marie was on the show yesterday and we talked about local varieties of one of her favourite insults, you mug.
And the other one is squinny.
I've heard that as well.
Squinny?
Yeah,
South Coast,
squinny.
South Coast
what
insults.
What does that mean?
So squinny is basically someone who moans a lot or complains a lot. You can do a variation, so you can do you squin bag.
I love this.
Can it be you squin?
Yeah, you
squin.
Right, let's try that.
Hope you treat her better than you treated me, you squin.
That's good.
Yeah, I like that one. It's good, like squin.
I think anything with bag on the end of it as well is good. You know what I mean?
Squin bag.
Scott Mills.
So me and Chris doing a lot of freshers gigs at the moment. We're in Cardiff tomorrow night together. Mm-hmm. Got a new friend for the DJ sets, have you?
What do you mean?
Just seen something. I wondered if you were going to tell me about this at any point.
What's this?
Is it Portsmouth, is it? 2nd October.
Oh, yeah.
You and your new friend, is it?
Yeah.
You're doing a school disco with him, are you?
Yeah. Portsmouth on Monday.
Yeah, who's that with?
With the Beast from The Chase. We're doubling up.
Were you going to mention that at any point, or?
I was just going to leave it till you found out on the day.
Oh, new DJ friend.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Hang on, he's not DJing, is he?
You gel?
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
You're quite gel.
I am, yeah. Is he DJing? Or are you DJing and he's standing there being a chaser?
He's the Beast, he can do what he wants.
Scott Mills.
Earlier we were talking about the stress dreams you have which relate to your job. Poor Greg Dawson from Newsbeat earlier had, one of his stress dreams, I imagine, came true when he played a clip of the other newsreader, Nick Rotherham. Didn't happen.
Mm.
Poor Greg.
Yeah.
It's happened to all of us, where the buttons don't work and it's stress. Lizzie's been on. So Lizzie is a wedding photographer and consistently, well, a lot, has this anxiety dream before every wedding. She can't get there. Her camera doesn't work. Her hands are jelly. Or her personal favourite, the roads are frozen, so she has to ice skate there where she breaks both her legs.
Oh.
That's a relaxing dream.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Here's Lucy in Huddersfield. Hi, Lucy.
All right.
Yeah, hey. You're right.
I'm all right,
yeah,
all right,
you,
all right.
Yeah, you. So you are a third-year student.
Yeah, just going into third year.
Okay, where's that?
Oxford.
Oh. Actual Oxford?
Yeah, actual Oxford.
That's a very rude thing to say.
Sorry.
It's almost like you're discounting Brooks there, Scott.
No, I'm not discounting.
That would be a very...
No, we love Brooks as well. Yeah. We love Brooks as well.
I also love Brooks.
But... Oxford Uni, someone's doing well.
Yeah.
Someone's not doing too well, actually, at uni.
Oh,
no.
Well, you got in there, and that's half of it, isn't it?
And, third year, so it's not really, like, Freshers' Week or anything like that, but do you get kind of eased back in for the third year, or is it just full-on work?
No, it's actual Freshers' Week.
Yeah, do you get to...
Still do Freshers' Week.
Do you? Okay. I think it's kind of immoral if you're third year doing it.
Are you not bored of it?
No, not at all.
Still got some of you,
have
you?
Something fun to do.
Yeah. And what's it like having all the newbies arrive?
They're a bit noisy, aren't they? But
see, this is what happens. By third year, like, oh, freshers get lost. Right, here we go. This is what I've got for you today, Lucy. See if you like my choice. Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
Yes.
A bit of northern.
Right,
a
bit northern. Exactly. When the sun goes down.
I've actually gone northern as well, Scott. My banger's choice today is this.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes, Eminem.
Oh, Eminem.
Without me.
Hello, I'm Eminem.
He's a northerner as well.
He is. From Skegness.
He is, yes. Good knowledge.
Famously. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. Tricky
well,
choice.
Well, do you know what?
Battle of the Northerners.
Hard decision.
The Northern Giants there.
Chris brought out an absolute giant there. Yeah, so I think we all know what it's going to have to be.
Hey, up, it's Eminem. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. See, Jack in Gloucester says, I don't think I could have made a decision on that. Those, like, two major tunes there. So many hoes in that.
Yeah, more than you remember, actually.
Yeah.
It's like...
Every other word is like, ho. Oh.
First Moby is like a 20-year-old or something.
36-year-old.
Oh, 36-year-old.
Yeah.
What's Moby now?
Well, Moby's 100 and Eminem is 94.
It's just incredible, isn't it?
Isn't it? Time moves on, Chris.
But a classic tune.
That was... Eminem.
What's going on out there?
What
Sorry,
going,
we do
seriously.
Have to talk about this.
Well, go on, we are going to have to. Because, I mean, it's just too weird. It's really distracting, but in a good way.
Tony Blackburn is...
First ever DJ on Radio 1.
In the live lounge right now.
Holding court with some of the newer DJs.
And they appear to be dancing.
Yeah, dancing with Dev and Alice Levine there. I like it, though, see? Radio 1 family, through and through. Old and new.
Isn't that weird?
Nearly 50 years of Radio 1, the greatest radio station in the world. We're all having a dance together outside. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Love me well. think the other two are like, oh, I wish I was Beyonce.
Who, Pam?
Yeah, and Pam and Kelly there. I mean, you'd say you weren't annoyed, but you would be a bit.
Naturally.
A little bit.
I'm not going to dish you on the internet.
Mm-mm. That's what my page is for. Another one of Ready One's greatest hits. That is Survivor, Destiny's Child. What a song. BBC Radio 1. Shoot it in. Hello, I'm Scott Mills, and you join me as Ben and Mike from Royal Blood are singing the theme to Emmerdale. It is good, to be fair. Yeah. One of the best ones from the soaps,
and a great
I think.
Slap in the face that's just over the footage of the countryside.
Yeah. What do you mean?
And that was before drones, so you know that's a helicopter shot.
Right.
Yeah. But that's what do you mean, the slap in the face? I don't understand.
Well, there's a montage of scenes from Emmerdale as it sweeps over the countryside, yeah. And there's a key bit where it's sort of going over a little bridge and a river in the fields, and there's just a good old wallop to the face.
Yeah, they spent money on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, how was your third time in the Lav Lounge?
It's good.
Ben got a bit wet.
Yeah, I just, you know, when you put in the work, you're going to sweat, and so when you sweat, you're going to get wet.
Yeah, it was great. You put your all into it.
That's just science.
It certainly is.
But is there anything the Lav Lounge can do for you, Ben, to improve that situation?
Aircon.
Right.
Better aircon. I'll make a note of that. Yeah. Was it nice to be able to cover like a much older song because of 50 years of Radio 1?
Yeah, because sometimes when we have to sort of stick to the rules of play a song in the charts, we're like,
Yeah.
Because there's so many parts and there's very little components to Royal Blood.
And there's a lot of computers in new songs.
In songs.
Technology is on their side.
Yeah, we don't have computers.
How did you decide on that track though? Because obviously there's so much you could have gone with.
We were very drunk one night and we were thinking of songs we could do, and a stranger in the bar who we were talking to was like, I always thought you guys should do My Sharona. And we were like, what, brilliant. Say that again?
Is this real? Is this a real story? This sounds like some kind of Ron Burgundy.
No, we were in New York.
Yep.
And that was my New York accent, I think.
That's amazing.
And we thought, I was like, oh yeah, you're right, we should do that.
You're in the middle of a US tour at the moment and you got some new friends, Queens of the Stone Age.
Yes.
Are we at like a calling or WhatsApp or text stage with them?
It's definitely a call.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
With a band like that, is every night a heavy night?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Or is it like, I need to skip this one out, lads, sort of thing?
Yeah, not for me tonight. We'll just do the show.
They won't let you. No.
It's an embrace that we can't refuse.
Yeah. Every night.
It's a stag party.
No.
It is, yeah.
And is this something that you'll be continuing during your UK tour in November?
Yeah, we've really gotten to the swing of it now. We can't really stop. Help, if you've been affected by it.
But, I mean, there's a lot of people listening right now who are doing Freshers Week up and down the UK. It's that kind of time. So for you guys, it's Freshers Week.
Yeah.
Just best part of 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. Scott
Mills. So, Chris, why was this called the Golden Shot initially when we first played it?
It was initially called the Golden Shot game because the forfeit from the game in the and Scott used to play it, it involved drinking something golden.
Yeah.
And
they'd not let us do it this time. And you're not going to have to.
Sounds like my birthday party.
Okay, right, listen, today I thought we could put you two in competition with each other. Me and Chris have played this before. This is perfect for the tour bus, by the way. Maybe introduce it to Queens of the Stone Age. And it's one of those everyone can play in a twosome. So I'm going to say a category. You two have to take it in turns to name things from that category. One item from that category will set off an alarm. This. So you need to avoid that one item, okay? For example, the category could be items of clothing, Chris. So you would say?
Panties.
And I would say T-shirt.
I'd go trousers.
And I'd say hoodie, but hoodie was the word I needed to avoid.
Do you pick the word then? Do you know the word?
You're not going to hear it, but everyone listening at home will know the word that you need to avoid, okay?
Okay. Trying to avoid the mystery
word.
That's
right.
That's it.
That's it.
What's
okay.
It called? Is it called mystery word?
Was originally the golden shot.
We'll keep it as golden shot. That said, we need to work out what the forfeit should be this time.
Yeah.
Just a little slap, maybe.
Just a little slap.
Just a little slap. Okay. All right, cool.
Slap attack!
Are you ready for your first category?
Slap attack!
Right?
Okay, first category.
Okay. First category, Royal Blood cannot hear this, but from a listening at home, this is the word nobody is allowed to say.
Red Leicester.
Your first category is cheeses. Mike to start.
Edam.
Brie.
Stilton.
Cheddar.
Wensleydale.
Baby Bells.
Red Leicester.
Oh,
Red Leicester was the golden shot word.
That's the golden shot. So, Ben, you know what to do.
Slap, Mike.
You can take headphones off if you want for this.
Oh, it's quite friendly, actually.
Yeah.
Ready for round two? Next category. Ben to start.
Okay.
Okay, you at home will hear the word they need to avoid now.
Horse.
Farmyard animals.
Cow.
Chicken.
Duck.
Lamb.
Pig.
Turkey.
Horse.
Horse?
No.
Horse was the golden shot, was
it? Yeah. Okay, off you go.
That's rubbish, do it again.
That's rubbish.
There you go.
There we are.
I asked for it again. It's a horrible follow through.
I like it. It's like, do it again.
Yeah.
Is this the decider?
This is the decider.
Okay.
Here's the word they need to avoid.
Little Mix.
Mike to start. Famous girl bands and boy bands.
Bewitched.
Boyzone.
Spice Girls.
Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC.
Blue.
O-Town.
Girls Aloud.
This is intense.
Wow. Going back.
Fifth Harmony.
Why do I know that?
It's impressive.
You do.
All Saints.
Good.
One Direction.
Diversity. Do we do dance groups? Is that okay?
I was going to say diversity.
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 God, they're good.
That's fine.
There's one really
obvious, really obvious
yeah,
one.
Which you are avoiding, which is good. That's the game.
I'm going to go with Westlife.
Still nothing.
Oh, what's the other Irish one? This is so obvious.
A1?
Yes, that was it.
That's obvious.
No, the one with Robbie Williams in.
Oh, take that.
Take that.
Still not found it.
Okay,
I know what it is.
Little Mix.
Yes. Okay, right. What? How are we ending this?
I'm slapping Mike.
Go for it.
Oh, that was a bit hard.
Take that.
Take that.
Hey, weird.
Boys, thank you so much for an incredible live lounge today. Say hi to Queens of the Stone Age for us.
We'll do.
Ben, Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Scott Mills.
So you get two for the price of one today at 4 o'clock. It's Dev and Alice together.
Well, Alice and Dev.
Well, you put whoever your favourite is, you put them first. I'll leave it up to you.
So what are you going with?
I don't have a favourite.
Be honest.
I don't. I love them both dearly. Dallas coming up at 4 o'clock, or Devis could be good.
We're just trying to work out how we can build this in a better way.
As you were saying, Dev just takes a surname.
Yeah.
Dev Levine.
Well, because
famously doesn't have one.
Famously, yeah, Dev has never had a last name.
He's one of the only people in the world with no surname, so he could just take Alice's. Dev Levine. Yeah.
And then
they sound married.
But I also think that just rolls really nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
Dev Levine.
They're coming up at four. Can I just give a huge thank you to a lady called Laura Jane Williams, who is a Welsh blogger and author and has provided me with so much entertainment today on the internet. What do I think is the funniest thing on the internet ever?
You love watching videos of people falling over, especially...
It's my favourite.
Ex-Prime Minister Australian Julia Gillard.
Yeah, she was on a state trip to India and absolutely stacks it in front of like all these really important people. But she's like, I'm absolutely fine. It literally fills me with so much joy. I've watched it so many times. As long as they're not hurt.
Mm.
But comedy falling is lol. So with this one, it's not just the fact that she stacks it completely. It's what Laura says when she's talking to the phone on her camera. Play it to you. Here we go.
I feel, this is going to sound really silly, but I feel really sexy. And I think that's just...
Why is she saying this, though?
I've seen it so many times, it's still brilliant.
And obviously she stacks it at the end. Play it again.
I feel, this is going to sound really silly, but I feel really sexy. And I think that's just...
Falling aside is a really odd thing to be saying.
It's not that she's falling over, if that is funny, but it's also what she's saying. Have you ever said that?
I don't know what it is. Do you know
today.
What? I don't know what it is.
She's feeling really, really sexy.
I feel, this is going to sound really silly, but I feel really sexy. And I think that's just...
I don't know how she feels. Have you ever had this? Just a moment where you're walking down the road and you think... I don't know what it is about this moment, but I don't know. I just feel really sexy.
I'm going to have to do a video. I feel so sexy.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow, live from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. So if you can, get us on your phone on the free BBC Radio iPlayer app. Take us with you. Scott Mills.